Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Grace and peace to all of you. We're so happy that you have chosen to make this a part of your day, and I hope and pray that favor is blessing you and with you. And as the 23rd Psalm says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That phrase, that Hebrew phrase for follow me, is also translated in the Old Testament, hunt you down. And I love that. May goodness and mercy hunt you down all the days of your life. We're in 1 John chapter 5, and we are down to just a few verses. We are in verse 19. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Now, I believe that the whole world is under the control of the evil one in a very limited extent, in that he is still the Lord, the God of this dimension, but that when you and I receive Christ, we receive the life of the eternal, so the enemy is not our Lord. While he may hold sway over the powers of darkness, he holds no sway over the children of light, because you're not of the dark. We know that we are the children of God. The whole world's under control of the evil one. I think John's making a contrast here to the fact that while the world goes down a certain path, you and I are children of God. We don't have to go down their path. It's like Paul would write in Romans 12 when he would say, to let our bodies be a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. And be ye not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. One translation says, don't fall into the world's mold. And I feel like that, what a powerful translation. I feel like so much of what we're struggling with, it's not so much that we fall into the world's mold of sin. It's that we fall into their mold of making us think the same way they think. We find ourselves reacting the same way the world reacts, responding in the same way that they respond. And you're a believer, so you're better than that. You don't have to fall into the same patterns that the world falls into, the same mold that the world falls into. And don't just think of that as sinful habits. Think of that as self-worth or how you view situations, how you handle yourself. You're not of this world. You are one of the children of God, but the world is under the control of the evil one. And so as a child of God, you don't fall under the control of the evil one. You can think of it in these terms as well, light and dark. Jesus came as the light of the world, but he did not just run around with the light. He used his light to change darkness. You see, darkness is simply an absence of light. What's going on in the world is simply an absence of the manifestation of the children of God. When the children of God manifest in a situation, darkness is dispelled. Light wins, in other words. Light has to win. Light can't help but win, because light's really the only thing that exists in the room. Darkness is just the absence of light. There's no substance called darkness, but there is certainly something called light. And so it's when God spoke light into existence, he was just bringing light into the current nothingness. He brought life and light into the current nothingness. You are the life that's in the current nothingness. You're the eternal that is living smack dab in the middle of the temporal. And the quicker you see this, the more you'll start to see that every day of your life is simply another step in the grand adventure of light penetrating darkness, light making a difference in darkness. And when you start to make that kind of difference, you make that kind of difference on an individual basis too, literally becoming light in somebody else's darkness. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.